So today, church, we're going to look at Let It Go. We looked at part one last time. We're going to part two today. And you could be thinking about all sorts of this. You could be saying, I need to let go of, a friendship. I need to let go of my job. I need to let go of this. I need to let go of that. I need to let go of a whole load of things. And if you're here last week, you heard us talk about a story of Naaman, who's a character from the Old Testament who had a problem with leprosy. Big problem, couldn't get rid of it, couldn't get healed, couldn't get better. There was no cure for him. And at the end of the day, what it came down for Naaman was he had to let go of his own stinking pride, his own stinking ego, because it was going to get in the way of his transformation and of his healing. And today we may not talk just so much about that, but I believe what God wants us to talk about is this idea of I would like to let go of my worries of how other people see me. I would like to let go of the fear of man or what other people's opinions carry or what they would say or what they would do, not because I want to be rude or ignorant, but because I want to be who God's called me to be. I don't want to live under the weight of, I've got to be what you say, I've got to be what he says, I've got to be like this. I can't say what I want to say because I'm worried what they will respond with. Remember this, if you're in Christ, you are accepted. You don't need acceptance from anybody else. Believe that, know that, understand that by faith, and then live it. If you're accepted by God, you have everything. Okay, we're going to go to a story today. Bartimaeus, incredible story from the New Testament. You may remember this guy. This is a guy who is blind from birth. In fact, the Bible characterizes him as blind Bartimaeus. What a title. What a way to intro this guy. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. If you've got your Bibles, then look it up. If not, it's going to be on the screen, and we're going to read these verses together. And I always encourage you, highlight the verses in your Bible, whether in paper or on the screen, because then you can go back and look at it later. So here's what it says, verse 46. Then they came to Jericho. Now, every time you see Jericho, you should be thinking Old Testament. You should be thinking, wow, the walls of Jericho. It was an unstoppable city. No one could get into it. And then the men and women of God walked around that city 7 days, and eventually the walls came down. It was a place of breakthrough. It says they came to Jericho as Jesus and his disciples together with a large crowd. So picture the scene just for a moment. They're coming out of Jericho, historic city. There's Jesus, there's a crowd. There's a large number of people. It says together with a large crowd, they were leaving the city, and a blind man named Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. Now, again, just for the sake of time, let's imagine this for a moment. And imagine the scene. He's a blind man, and he's also a beggar. This is not something you want to put on a CV. This is not something you would ever dream up. This is not something you would ever aspire to be. This is a death sentence. You're blind, you're a beggar, you got no future, you can't see, and no one even has time for you. But this is Bartimaeus. This is his life. This is where he finds himself. But he's going to have an encounter that would change everything. It says this, but when he heard, and remember this word heard because this is important, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many rebuked him and said, be quiet. But he shouted all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and said, call him. So they called the blind man and said, cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? This is what Jesus said. What an incredible line for Bartimaeus to hear. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Jesus' response, go, your faith has healed you. Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the way. A very quick story in the book of Mark, in the New Testament, that you could read in a blink and then move on. But for this guy, Bartimaeus, it changed everything. It changed everything. And today I want us to look at the story, and I hope by the end of it, something's going to change in us where we are never the same again. And something changes in us where we see differently, we respond differently, and we act differently because we saw a man called Bartimaeus, and he met Jesus, and maybe you've met Jesus today. The first one is this, and it's really, really important. Point number one is Bartimaeus grabs an opportunity. Have you ever had an opportunity? You know, sometimes it's like you wait, and then an opportunity comes, and if you don't strike when the opportunity is there, it's gone. It's gone as quick as it came. Or maybe you were waiting for a day when this thing would happen, and the day comes, but if you're not ready, you miss the opportunity. Well, Bartimaeus was a great man because when the opportunity came, he did not miss it. And I want to encourage you today. Maybe God's going to reveal something for you, or he's going to speak something to you. If opportunity comes, take it. Have you noticed? I'll speak for me. If an opportunity comes, it's like you could be waiting and waiting and waiting, and then the moment you've been waiting for it comes. And if you're not ready for it, it's like you could wait another 10 years. You could wait another moment. You could wait another lifetime for that opportunity to come, and it may never come again. In fact, in church, what we see all the time is maybe at the end of the service, you're going to feel something. Maybe even right now, you're feeling something. If you don't act on that, it's like it may never come again. You know, sometimes we say to ourselves, well, I'm feeling it, whatever that means. I'm feeling it. And if we don't act on that I'm feeling it, we could find ourselves never feeling it again. So I'm going to pray today you are feeling it. And if you're feeling it, you're going to respond to it. And God is going to transform your life. Well, this day, Bartimaeus was feeling it. But I want us to define opportunity. I think it's important to see this. It says this. This is a definition. It says a time or a set of circumstance that makes it possible to do something. This is really, really important. Remember, Bartimaeus, blind from birth. I've never been blind, so I don't know. But could we imagine for a moment today, just to help us understand this story? You've been blind. You've never seen any other possibilities out of this. There's no such thing as wonder medicine. There's no such thing as incredible science or incredible doctors. There might be some superstitions that you've heard of, and so that might have been the only real hope that Bartimaeus had. And then one day, he got word on the street that there's a man who can heal people. And he's heard some stories that there's a man that actually has open blind eyes. And if you were Bartimaeus and you're blind, then that would be your everything. That would be like you've just heard the most incredible news that you didn't even think was possible, or maybe you didn't even dare to dream, but for a moment you have dreamt it. He goes, wow, is it possible? Could it be that if I met this man, that something would happen and I would see for the first time? You have to believe that this is what Bartimaeus was starting to think like. And when an opportunity came for him, here's what it was like. No opportunity, hopeless, no chance, no way, couldn't even entertain it, not even thinking about it, to moment, there's an opportunity. Wow. Just at the right time, just when everything came together, and suddenly he's like, wow, maybe there is an opportunity. Maybe I can believe. Maybe there is a moment for me. This is so important when it comes to our lives. And here's the question. What opportunities has God given you? Because maybe for you, you've got far more options than Bartimaeus. Maybe for you, you've got far more opportunities. And the question is not so much, am I taking them? It's just like, oh, well, you know, it's complacency. It's not an opportunity, it's complacency. It's like, well, I think I've got everything. Yeah, I think I'm good. You know, I've worked really hard. I've got the money I need. I think I'm all good. You know, there was those early days where you were just desperate and you were hungry and you were after some things and you weren't satisfied and you went for it. And maybe it's the same with your Christian life. Maybe it's the same in your work life. Maybe it's the same in your relationship. But now time has happened. Things have moved forward. You know, things have happened. It's not quite the same. I'm not quite feeling it. Sometimes we use that word again. Not quite feeling it, that phrase. And then we become complacent. In fact, when you look at the word complacent, it summarizes like this. You become self-satisfied. Wow. You go, well, surely that should be a good thing. No, the Bible talks about contentment. But the idea of self-satisfaction, no. We're to be satisfied in Christ alone. In fact, we are to be dead to self, fully alive in him. The only one that satisfies me is him. In fact, here's what the writers in the New Testament wrote it like. He's the pearl of greatest price. Isn't it amazing that you could find Jesus and he's your pearl of greatest price? And then just as time goes on, he's just another thing. Just another thing. I've been there. Maybe you've been there. And in those moments, we got to get our focus back. And maybe like Bartimaeus, we got to go, okay, maybe I'm not seeing right. Maybe I need a miracle to see again. We need to see because there's an opportunity. He's done something. But I don't want complacency to rob me of the victories that I have in Christ. See, here's what I've noticed. Opportunity works. And when opportunity works, miracles start to flow. When opportunities flow, it's like there's a chance for a miracle. There's something we can think about. There's something we can press into. There's an opportunity where we can talk to God. And maybe for you, your opportunity is people sharing your faith. Maybe for you, your opportunity is iHeart Armand. You've never really thought about it before, but you need to. Maybe your opportunity is a missions trip, and you need to go do it. You can get distracted or concerned with other things, but what about the things of God? Because more than anything, you might need that mission trip. You might need that iHeart week. You might need that conversation with someone, not for them, but for you, because you need a kickstart. You need an opportunity to share. We are people that would live like Christ if you know him. We are people that would bring mercy just like Jesus. And if we don't take it, we start to dry up the well. So miracles flow from opportunities. Point number two, Bartimaeus, so important. He was convinced and convicted that Jesus was the Messiah. Wow. Verse 48, this is what it says at the end of it. He cries out and he says, Son of David, have mercy on me. Now, this is very obvious for us, but again, let's go back to Bartimaeus' days. Most people didn't recognize Jesus. Most people just saw him as a good man. Maybe he could be the Messiah, but remember there was many Messiahs at that time. Everybody was claiming to be the Messiah. It was a good gig. You know, like if you could get a few people to believe you, they would follow you, they would worship you, it would all be good. But Bartimaeus sees something different. And maybe he's got more time to think than everybody else because he doesn't see. So he can process, he can listen better. His hearing was great. Remember in the verse it said he heard about Jesus. And as he begins to hear about Jesus, he starts to think, maybe better than anybody else. And he starts to distinguish. Even the disciples themselves weren't fully sure who Jesus was. Because we know this because at the end of it, they're like, did we keep following this guy even though he's dead? He was like, but remember I told you I'm going to resurrect. And they're like, oh, great, he's back. You know, it's like they were as bad as everybody else. The crowd was there, but the crowd was only after one thing, self-satisfaction. The crowd was only after one thing, what can he do for me? What can he do for my family? Is there any free food going again? I like the feeding the 5,000 thing. We're after him for the free McDonald's. That's what we want. But Bartimaeus, he was in a different position. He couldn't see, but he could hear. And he heard about Jesus, and he started to think about it. And he started to realize, this is the man that we've been waiting for. This is the guy that we waited for hundreds of years. The stories add up. His attitude adds up. His character adds up. I've heard the stories. I've heard the miracles. I get it. He becomes convicted and convinced that he is the Son of God. And what I love about it, and maybe this is better than us sometimes, he had heard about Jesus, and it was more than enough. He just heard. He never saw him. He just heard, and it was more than enough. In church today, I want to encourage us. What have we heard about Jesus? What have we seen about Jesus? I want to say to you, I think we've got more than we need. It's time now to take it by faith and to start to live for him in every sphere of influence that we have. It's time to take what we have with Jesus, and it's time to live this thing out, and it's time to get past ourselves. And if you can't get past yourself, die to self. And get to the people around us who really, really need something. Because there are Bartimaeus in our world every single place that we would look. The problem is sometimes we're not looking. And we need to look up. We need to be aware. We need to be listening. We need to be thinking about our words. We need to be thinking about our actions. Because people need breakthrough. Bartimaeus didn't become complacent. He was desperate. He was hungry for the things of God. Point number three, Bartimaeus refused to be ashamed or intimidated. I think this is crucial. Verse 48, many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more. Now, I want to say to us today, this is not Bartimaeus being ignorant or rude or I'm going to shout over you because I'm better than you. No. Come on, put yourselves in his shoes again. Bartimaeus, no one listened to him. Bartimaeus, nobody cared about him. He's the guy on the edge of the city. You walk past him, he's a beggar. He's like, that beggar again. You avoided him. You went to the far side of the street. You stayed away from him. But I want you to notice the enemy, he loves to come with the place where it'll attack you the most. Said many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. Bartimaeus, this wasn't a guy that did much. This wasn't a guy that shouted much. But at this moment, because he heard of Jesus, he got excited and he began to shout because he says, my moment is here. And what do the people do? They hit him in the place where you would hurt him the most. They said, stop talking. He can't see. Talking is what he did. It's the only real thing that he had. And they hit him where it hurts. And they said, Bartimaeus, quiet. Nobody wants to hear from you. You've got no authority. You've got no purpose. You shouldn't even be here. This is the attitude. This is the tone of the verses. And yet Bartimaeus shouts all the louder. And he says, no. Son of David, have mercy on me. So I want to ask you a question. How does he get so bold? How does a guy who has no influence, no power, no authority, no real voice, nobody notices him, how does he in that moment get so bold? We're going to go to Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Wow. See, Bartimaeus heard something, and what he heard was better than what he heard that day from the crowd. He said, no. I have heard a better word. He says, I've heard of Jesus, and he opens blind eyes, and he sets the captives free, and he turns lives around, and I've heard this, and my faith has been stirred, because did you know that the word of God was working before the word of God was written? Because the word was Jesus, and he came, and he dwelt among us, and he heard about the word, and faith began to build up in his heart. And so when someone came to counsel him, even though it was the right heart of who he was, he says, no, you're not going to discourage me, not at this moment. I've heard a better word, and I don't care what word you share right now. I've heard of Jesus. My faith has begun to stir. My hope has begun to come. Because remember, this is Bartimaeus. He's lived his whole life, no hope. No one gets healed from blind eyes. No one gets to see if you're born blind. There is no way out of this one. And then one day, he went from complete hopelessness, and then a seed of hope was sowed. Wow. And that began to grow. And church, when a seed of hope begins to grow in your heart, I tell you, you know about seeds of doubt and what they can do in your life, but when a seed of hope comes into your heart and a seed of faith comes into your heart, I tell you, it is unstoppable, especially if you begin to feed it. And Bartimaeus did, because he's like, I never had a dream before. Like, I never even thought seeing was real before, but I keep hearing these stories of Jesus, and now his moment comes, and he's going to grab it. I want to encourage you, grab every moment. When Bartimaeus heard something change, he got a better word, so it didn't matter what other word came. And my question for us as we go to this last point in just a moment is, what you listen to matters. If Bartimaeus never hears the stories of Jesus, he never takes his opportunity. If he never takes his opportunity, he never gets to see. He never gets to join the gang. His life stays the same. I want to encourage you today. What does it look like for us during the week? I want to say that if you just come to church and it's just church for you and then you go back about your business and live your life, it's not enough. It just isn't. Because you need to be saturated and hear words of faith all week long. Maybe for you it's Bible notes. Maybe for you it's a podcast. Maybe for you it's saturating yourself in worship music. You just play worship. Maybe it's a decision of, from now on in my car, if you've got a digital radio, I'm putting UCB on. I'm going to listen to the worship music all week long. It's nothing against any other music, but I've just decided I want to saturate myself in the things of God. You know, sometimes you got to take drastic action because you start to realize, wow, I'm becoming numb to the things of God. I can see, and I haven't got faith like Bartimaeus. What's going on with me, Lord? And sometimes he comes with this conviction, and then we go, okay, I need to reset. And you start reading again, and you start praying again, and you start worshiping again. In fact, to do that, I'm cutting some things out. I'm canceling my subscription, you know? I'm coming off social media. I'm going to get the book out, because when I go on the phone, I'm just getting distracted. I'm putting airplane mode on, because otherwise I'll get texts, I'll get phone calls. I don't want that. I want to saturate myself, because Bartimaeus had nothing else to do but listen. And look what he got. He got a miracle that changed his life forever. What if you're richer than him? What if you've got more sight than him? What if you've got more opportunities than him, but you're not seizing the moments? It's time to listen better. Get more. Get more faith coming in. He saturated himself, and maybe we need to do the same. And final thing, number four, Bartimaeus, he knows what he wants. We're going to read these verses again together, and I want you to see the excitement in this guy. He demonstrates it by his actions. Verse 49, Jesus stopped him and said, call him. So they called to the blind man and said, cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. The disciples are just being demeaning to him. They're like, okay, come. But for Bartimaeus, it's like, you're not discouraging me. This is what I've waited for. I just can't believe it's here. What does it say? He throws off his cloak, he jumps to his feet, and he comes to Jesus. Wow, this is it. This is the moment. I didn't dare dream it before. I didn't dare believe it before. But this is it. This is the moment. I'm coming to Jesus. And then Jesus asked him this incredible question. Come on. Again, I know. I hope no one's been blind here before, so it's hard to get this. But let's put ourselves in Bartimaeus' shoes. Come on. You were hopeless. You're a beggar. You live on the outside of the city. No one gives you any hope. There's no good news for you. And then one day you hear about Jesus, and you dare to believe that, I wonder if I could meet him. I just wonder if I could meet him, because I'll never be able to find him, because no one's going to help me. So I'll never be able to find him. So I'm just going to have to hope that just fate, or whatever he believes in at that point, will just align, that the stars will be aligned, that something will just happen, and somehow I'll walk by. And then the day comes, and Jesus walks by, and he's like, okay, I'm not going to miss this. I'm not going to miss this. But you're Bartimaeus. And you've only ever dreamt of this day. You never thought it would ever become possible. And not only does Jesus walk by, but you call out in front of everybody who you've maybe never done before. You never shouted out before. You never called out in front of people. Honestly cried because you could hear them. And remember, his hearing is amazing. So he could hear. It's hundreds of people. There's so many people there. I'm going to look like a fool. But he shouts out anyway. And not only does Jesus hear him, but he speaks to him. Wow. This is incredible. Jesus speaks to Bartimaeus. Jesus speaks to me. Is there any reason there's so much, isn't there any wonder there's so much contempt in the disciples' voices? It's like, what are you doing speaking to him for? Nobody speaks to him. He's a waste of space. He's a loser. He's got no opportunities. He's got no purpose. He's got no value. He might as well die. He's worthless. He hears about Jesus. Jesus speaks to him. And now even better, Jesus asks him a question. Can you believe this? For Bartimaeus, this is the greatest day of his whole life. Jesus speaks to him. And what's the words that he says? What do you want me to do for you? Again, we're going to just dream for a moment, imagine for a moment. Has Bartimaeus ever heard this before? From the life that he lives? Come on, he's the outcast. He's the worst of the worst. If you live on the outside of the city, you live with the guys who've got leprosy. Nobody goes there. This is the hopeless. This is the worthless. This is the people you forget about. They're not allowed in. They've got to alert everybody that they're around. This is terrible. This is complete beyond belief. But for Bartimaeus, he dreams, he believes, he cries out. Jesus speaks to him, and then he asks him this words, what can I do for you? Wow. This is just unbelievable. 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 But for Bartimaeus, this is what I love. It's not like that moment of, you know, it's like, well, I kind of fancy a car, but at the same time, I'd like a load of money, you know, and I'd also like to be healed. Okay, I'll pick one out of three. Can I have two, Lord? No. There's no deliberation for Bartimaeus. He's waited his whole life for this. He says, I want to see. Wow. Could he ever have dreamt that he would say those words? Could he have ever dreamt that he would say those words and it would actually become possible that anything could ever happen? No, not at all. But this day, Jesus notices him, calls him out, he comes to him, and he says, what can I do for you? And he says, I want to see. Now, last point, I'm going to get our worship team to come. They're going to get geared up to come. But notice what Jesus says in verse 52. He says, go. Jesus said, your faith has healed you. Immediately he received the sight, and he followed Jesus along the way. That part gets me excited. But you know the bit that really gets me excited is the word go. If you're a blind Bartimaeus, come on, guys. If you're a blind Bartimaeus, no one's ever told you to go do anything because you can't see. No one's ever told you to go to the shop or go here or go there because you're of no value. You're worthless. How would you even get there? No one's ever told him go. But in one moment, he's met Jesus. In one moment, he's met Jesus. And not only has he given him his sight, but he's given him purpose. This is why this word is so important. He says, no. He says, it's go. Purpose, destiny, future, hopes, dreams. Bartimaeus never had this before. He never dared to believe for a future. His future was just make it to the end of the day. His future was beg and hope to get enough food to survive to the next day. But one moment with Jesus, he can see. And the first words out of Jesus' mouth are, go, Bartimaeus, your day is here. And what does Bartimaeus do? He joins the gang. He joins the team. He doesn't run away celebrating. He says, okay, Lord, if you're this good, I want to spend every minute with you. If you're this good, I'm a disciple. I'm a follower of you forever. I've never seen you before, Jesus, but I've heard about you. You're incredible. I am going for you. Church, I want to turn it around. If you've received your sight because you've received Jesus, what are you doing every day? Where are you going every day? Are you part of the gang? Are you part of the team? Are you one of the disciples? If we meet you along the way, will we know that you're one of his? Or is it just like, oh, yeah, oh, really? You go to church? Wow, didn't see that one. Now, again, we don't care about other people's opinions, but I want to live in a certain way that is very clear who I am. And you can accept me or reject me, but I know who I am, and I know who I represent. Church, again, we said there are blind Bartimaeus everywhere. You were blind Bartimaeus at one point. Until Jesus came to you, if you have given your life to Christ. If you haven't, then you're still blind Bartimaeus. You may not think you're a beggar. You may not think you're blinded, but you can't see. I tell you how you'll know. Trust Jesus and then see what life's like. You'll be like, wow, I thought I had life till I got him. Now, if you've got him, I encourage you today, don't let complacency rob you of the victory that God's got for you. If you've got him, go with the same excitement that Bartimaeus did. He threw the coat off. He jumped to his feet. He says, I'm here. I'm ready. I'm ready, Lord. What you want me to do, Bartimaeus? I wonder if the Lord asked that question today. What do you want the Lord to do for you? Do we know what we'd want him to do? Or would it be like, I don't know, I suppose this thing and that thing. Bartimaeus says, I just want to see. I just want to see. I'm not sure if the idea needs to change. Lord, I just want to see. I want to see like you. I want to see you. I want to see the way you see me. I want to see other people the way you see them. I want to see the way you see the Father. I want to see the way you see the Word. I want to see the way you see. I want to see like you, Jesus. Because if I could see, I could go. Church, if we can see them, we can go. If we can't see him, where will we go? Round the circles, round the houses, hoping to make a difference, never quite sure. But if we get a glimpse of him, if he changes our lives, if you have found the pearl of greatest price, sell everything you have and follow him the rest of your days. Come on, we're going to stand together. You're going to pray. I want to pray today that the Lord is convicting you. I want to pray that the Lord is just, he's doing something in your heart. He's convicting you. He's convicting you of maybe the way you've been living. He's convicting you of the way you've been just going around your life. Come on, let's be real for a moment. As Christians, we still sin. We don't want to. Maybe sometimes we say we do, but we don't want to. When our goal is to be away from sin, our goal is to flee from sin, our goal is to live like Christ. And I pray today that the Lord would come and he would just sweep across our hearts and something would change inside of us. Look at the zeal that Bartimaeus had. Look at the desire that he had. Look at the desperation that was in him. Let's not take for granted the things that we have, because if we do, we could miss it. We could miss our opportunity. Bartimaeus didn't. I waited my whole life for this. I didn't even think it was possible, and then I got it. I want to take you back. For many of us, I know we're saved. I want to take you back to the time when you came to Christ and you were like, wow, he's this good. And then every day after, you were like, I can't believe he's so good. Can't believe he's so good. I mean, you were so excited for Jesus, you annoyed people. They were like, oh my goodness, can't wait till this honeymoon period comes off. They're just too excited. I laugh when people say, you're just too excited. I'm like, I'm not excited enough. I'm not passionate enough because what he has done is extraordinary. I would rather be a fool than be too safe, too serious. Rather be a fool for Christ. No thoughts of reputation. No thoughts of how anybody sees or cares. I want to be free in the things of God because he's accepted me, and that's all that matters. Come on, maybe today some of us need some childlike faith again. Maybe some of us today just need a fresh encounter with Jesus that just gets us excited like a kid at Christmas. Like a sweet shop, just excited for what the Lord can do. I want to tell you that he wants to work through your life and work miracles, signs, and wonders. He wants you to be the Jesus that people meet. He wants you to be the one that would go around and meet people, even over this next week or two, and go, hey, how can I pray for you? That's the same question. Same question. What can I do for you today? Can I pray for you? Have you ever met Jesus before? Can I share a bit of my story? Come on, we have something that nobody else has. If you've got Christ, you've got everything. Let's not lose the joy of our salvation. Let's not lose the joy of our Savior. Let's not lose the joy of sharing. Bartimaeus had nothing, but he found everything. You have found everything if you find Christ. Don't give it away for anything. Don't give it away for anyone. Share it with everyone you can. Come on, let's pray. Lord, I thank you today for your goodness. I pray, Lord, that what you're doing in our hearts is transformational. I pray, Lord, that we could look at Bartimaeus and go, oh, well, just another story. Oh, no, don't miss it. Bartimaeus may not have had the life that everybody else had around him, but he encountered Jesus and he became just like him. His life completely changed. Oh, Lord, I pray that you would strip away anything that would distract us or consume us or prevent us from living in all that you have for us. Lord, I want to live in the fullness that you've got. I don't want to be self-satisfied. I want to be Christ-satisfied. Because when I've got him, I've got everything. Even when I don't have all the physical things or emotional things or the things I'm missing, I've got everything when I've got him because I know he's in control. He's my great provider. He sustains me. He's the good shepherd. What more could I want? He gives me everything. Lord, I want to make sure that I'm hearing the right stuff. I want to make sure that my heart is saturated in the right conversations, because I don't want to be around the wrong conversations too much, because if I am, I start to believe them more than you. But when they tried to discourage Bartimaeus, he had heard a better word, and he would not be moved. Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, I pray you would speak over every single one of us today, a word in season. If we're Christians, fire us up, Lord. Come on, I know we shouldn't need fired up because we have it already, but sometimes we get ourselves cold, sometimes we get ourselves numb. So I pray, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh in us. Ignite our passions afresh. Ignite our hearts afresh. Lord, I pray today if we're far from you, well, Romans 10 tells us that anybody would call in the name of Jesus will be saved. It's far better than you can imagine. It's far better than you can know. If you're far from him or you've never had your sins forgiven, then I pray today that you would say yes to Jesus. It's the beginning, but it's everything. Lord, I pray that you're doing something fresh and new in each and every one of us. We're not waiting for something. We've already got it. If we've got Jesus, we've got everything. Holy Spirit, move today. Holy Spirit, change today. Let's worship.